Writing and Social Studies. Standards for teachers of social studies are maintained by the National Council for the Social Studies. These standards do not explicitly reference English language learners, but they do charge social studies teachers with a responsibility to diverse learners. Since social studies involves a lot of reading and writing, teachers should pay particular attention to pre-teaching vocabulary words with ELLs in mind. The selected words should be a combination of content words, the words typically bolded in a textbook, and other access words essential to grasping the meaning. For example, Calderon describes a lesson on trading and bartering skits, in which of the following vocabulary is pre-taught. See examples below. Accessing content. Teachers can provide pre-reading handout with keywords, events, and dates that are extracted from the textbook. At left is an example timeline on the life of the Mexican-American activist and leader of the United Farm Workers. Often, the internet is a resource for integrated graphic organizers, multimedia, and content. For an example with animated maps, see the multimedia tutorial, European Voyages of Exploration, from the Applied History Group in the Resources section that follows. Another strategy that is particularly helpful for students with diverse cultural and education backgrounds is the Know, Want to Know, Learn chart. This allows teachers to informally access what background knowledge students have on a particular topic and then adapt their instruction to fill in the gaps. The following is an example that could be used in conjunction with studying Cesar Chavez. Once the students have completed the pre-reading activities, they need instruction in the metacognitive skills of reading. To teach these, the teacher can do a think aloud to model asking questions, making judgments, and noting new words while reading. Another option besides scaffolding the text is to lead an inquiry-based project in which students act as historians or social scientists. If ELLs are literate in their native languages, they can complete internet research in those languages. To encourage active participation, students should be able to choose their own topics with a common category. Choice enables students to draw on their own background knowledge and sociocultural identity, and familiarity with common themes or information will assist in understanding the material in English. In this way, ELLs are viewed as cultural resources that enrich the classroom experience for other students.